Opening day 2021 for Detroit Tigers baseball, for all of baseball, as a matter of fact. All the teams are opening today, and we're having some fun with that. Of course, WSW, your home for Tigers baseball now for a 54th consecutive year. And 1250, the broadcast on 790 News Radio WSGW. Art Lewis in his home studio are now preparing for Detroit Tigers baseball. Have you got the hot dogs ready for the grill tonight?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I got them.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
And in studio, I have my Cracker Jack right here.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
I got peanuts.
All right. That's all right. Now I just need some cracker there, Jack.
And, I think we have Cracker Jacks out there, too.
So we're ready for that. We, on the morning team page, and I was mentioning a moment ago, we have the podcast segment from earlier this morning. We were talking about the Tigers, including running down the roster. Last hour, we did our highlights of 2020. So we put that there on the morning team page if you want to check that out. And the picture, I also forgot, we were just talking about the corner that Dave was talking about. The great picture, as it's right behind your head, Pat Johnston, of the Detroit Tigers going to the World Series.
Oh.
In 2006, Maglio Ordóñez is in that iconic moment when he hit that walk-off home run.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have the picture of Ernie and Paul in that corner?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's
on the opposite corner. We've got to move that. We've got to move that.
We could find room.
We've got to find room.
We can put it on the upper, portion.
Yeah.
We have
right there.
That's the sports corner.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
We've taken the iconic name of the corner for WSDW since Michigan and Trumbull still exist in Detroit. Though Tiger Stadium does not.
Did a listener send us that picture of Ernie and Paul?
That was the painting from a portrait done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my son took a picture of the old Tiger Stadium being torn down that we had hanging up there for a while. I don't know whatever happened to that.
I don't recall that. I'm sorry to say.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah, it was like one small wall standing or something like that. It was pretty interesting.
So
after you've done this wall, take a picture of it, send me the picture so I can print it and hang it up so I look like I'm in the studio.
Very nice. We might be able to arrange that. I want to take a quick moment, if I may, as we were talking about the Tigers getting ready to broadcast today, to thank our early season Detroit Tigers baseball sponsors.
Oh, please.
We want to thank our association with Lingle Equipment, your Kubota dealer in Saginaw. Your auto owner's insurance agents, the Rummel Agency in Saginaw, Frank and Muth Vassar Caro in Ortonville, the Mayan Agency in Merrill, and the Buck Insurance Agency in Freeland. Schaefer Beer Line, Frank and Muth since 1852, where family and service sells cars. Woe Files Ace Hardware, 5818 State Street, Saginaw, where personal service still exists. Ed Raymond and Sons, downtown Chesaning. Quality clothing and shoes since 1919. Bader and Sons, Michigan's John Deere dealer. They are standing in their field. And DCECU, that's Dow Credit Union, that we want to thank for that.
And some of those sponsors. Long-standing sponsors.
Yeah, I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been there for years and years.
We thank them all very much.
We appreciate it very much. If you have any thought of being aboard the Tigers bandwagon, please do by calling our business office, and we'll take care of you to be a Tiger sponsor. Yeah. It's 844 on WSGW. Let's see. We're about to do our Tigers predictions. I don't know if this will help you or not. If you have your predictions set in stone, this won't help you. Maybe if you're wavering just a little bit. Major League Baseball has released its first power rankings ahead of the season. So,
this isn't going to go
Can't
well.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Number one, no surprise, the defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Right behind the San Diego Padres.
Whoa.
That should be an interesting battle there in the National League West.
West Coast, huh?
The Yankees are number three. Braves 4, and our division predicted winning White Sox. That's what experts are saying is going to win the AL Central, the White Sox. They're power ranked number 5.
Whoa.
Oh, right behind the White Sox are the Twins.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
man, what's to tell you about what our Tigers are facing here in the AL Central?
Yeah, tough one.
I wonder where the Indians are. Oh, they're number 16. Okay.
That's respectable.
I still haven't heard Tigers yet.
I'm looking.
He's looking down the list.
It's a list of all 30
still
teams.
Scrolling.
Let's see. Well, maybe I'll start from the bottom and go up. Well, good news is we're not at number 30.
Oh!
The Pirates are at number 30.
I was going to say Pittsburgh.
And the Orioles are 29.
Wow, that's a surprise.
And the Rockies are 28, and the Rangers are 27. The Diamondbacks are 26.
We're not in the bottom five. All right.
The Tigers are 25th.
All right. Hey.
At least we're not at the bottom, though. No, that's right.
Yeah.
At least we're not at the bottom. So, again, I don't know if that's going to help you with the perspective of a prediction, but power ranking number 25 starting the season. We remind you, our listeners, in our poll this past week, we were asking our listeners how they thought that the Tigers would do. We gave them some options. The winning option, we love our positive listeners. Our listeners, by 58%, said the Tigers will finish 500 or better. Won't make the playoffs, but will finish at least 500 or better. That would be a fantastic season. 58%, 38% said below 500.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just so you know, nobody chose Tigers going to the World Series. So if one of you guys would like to take that mantle and run with it, you're welcome to it. Our prediction is actually going to be a number of wins, you know, which would, I guess, we also could equate the number of losses once you predict number of wins, too.
Yeah, that's the way it works usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me get my official piece of paper here. I just dug a piece out of the trash.
Oh, good.
Oh, in this COVID era, you dug it out of the trash. Oh, that's nice to know.
Good. Great.
That's okay. It's for my hands.
Yeah. Where our predictions belong.
Make sure you wipe things down well in there, Pat.
I will take over for him. I always do.
Please, Pat, wipe things down before COVID.
That's right.
I mean, the doctor said you need an operation. I said, I want it done in the WSW studio after Pat's done cleaning up.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be cleaner than anything you have here in the hospital. All right. Let's see. I've got it ready to go now. Well, who wants to? Anyone care to step up to the plate and make a prediction? I'll take a crack at it.
Yeah,
this, okay.
I'm with our listeners. I'm going to say they're going to be over 500 by one game. 82 wins and 80 losses.
Hey, I love that optimism.
That would be a remarkable season.
I will step up on that only because, Dave, I had written down the same thing, 82 and 80 myself.
Is that right?
Really? Are you kidding me?
Oh.
I have got
Great minds think alike.
Wait a minute. I said exactly the same thing. I was going to say 82 wins.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well,
uh-oh.
Well, the guy in the sports corner is going to be the spoiler here.
So, you're on your own, Pat.
So earlier this week, Art Lewis, I heard you mentioned on your show, somebody called in asking you about the Tigers.
At least 500, I said.
Well, right. You also referenced to the fact, I think you referred to when we were doing our predictions, that you referred to me as being the optimist and Pat Johnston as being the pessimist. Pat would like to correct you on that, Art Lewis.
I can't wait to hear this.
I would. Oh, all right.
No, I didn't think so.
What are you actually, Pat Johnston?
I'm a fatalist when it comes to sports.
Not a pessimist. He's a fatalist. Remember the other night when Michigan playing Florida State had like a 25-point lead?
Yeah.
Right. My wife walked in with 5 minutes to go, and she said, can you come in the kitchen and help me? I said, the game's still on. She said, they're up by 25. I said, there's still enough time for them to mess it up. I can't leave. That is how I am. Doesn't matter. There's no safe lead ever in sport.
So after we three, with our rose-colored, optimistic, feeling confident opening day spirit of Tigers baseball, Pat Johnston, take us back down to earth.
I bring doom. Right, no.
Yeah.
The over-under, I think, according to Vegas, for the Tigers, is 68.5.
Yeah.
How many games would they have won last year if we had a full season? 64?
64, yes. 64.
All right, so that would be a 4.5 game improvement. Just because they've got A.J. Hinch as manager, I say he gets them to 70 wins this year.
All right.
So I'm saying 70.
70 and 92 for
just
our
just a minute. I need to play. I did need a little theme music for this. This one ought to do. Let's see here.
What kind of theme is it?
You recognize this? It's where Pat belongs. This is the theme to General Hospital.
Like 1960, yeah.
61, yeah. The original theme.
That's from the great generation, Pat.
Yeah, right.
1963, I'm sorry, 58 years ago. There you go.
So I just want this noted, though. Yeah, okay, I'm a little lower there than you guys, but 70 wins for this Tigers game, this Tigers team would be, I think that would show improvement.
It would be.
That's not bad.
That would be improvement.
I can't deny that. And if I were being a realist, maybe I'd be better than 82, but I'm an optimist and I'm going to go for it.
All right, so now here's the next question. Does the number 30 pitcher beat the number 1 pitcher today?
Yes, of course he does! Because that'll set the tone for the Tigers baseball season.